Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, my name is Scott Adair. I am the Director of Economic Development for Humboldt County. Built in 1937 and spanning the strait across the San Francisco Bay, the Golden Gate Bridge remains a marvel of human ingenuity and engineering to this day. It was once called the bridge that could not be built. Yet the Golden Gate Bridge was declared one of the wonders of the modern world by the American Society of Civil Engineers. The benefit of the bridge to our state and its communities has been widely recorded. More than 30 million vehicles cross the Golden Gate annually, and the bridge generates more than $100 million in toll revenue each year. The bridge allows for the transport of critical goods, supplies, and resources, and it connects communities with key services and human capital all across the bay. And yet, what if the bridge had never been built? Or, what if it were decided to take down the bridge today? The Golden Gate Bridge has not always been loved or supported by the residents in the neighborhoods which it serves. In fact, more than 2,000 lawsuits were filed to stop construction of the bridge. It was feared at the time by opponents of the project to be an ecological and economical disaster, and it was referred to by its critics as the upside-down rat trap. Just imagine, had the bridge never been built, what would the outcome have been, and how would that outcome still impact us today? One thing we can learn from the opposition to the Golden Gate Bridge is that development of any kind is not without its challenges, and sometimes not without its controversy. Yet progress for our community can still occur in ways which remain consistent with advancing ecological, social, economical, and cultural well-being. Unless we reverse our population growth, resource depletion, climate change, terrorism, organized crime, disease, and other maladies which affect large populations will continue to converge over the next 50 to 100 years. Humanity is at a turning point, and it will take new development, sustainable innovation, forward creation, and the development of systems, infrastructure, services, programs, and places to mitigate these concerns. As was the case with the bridge, economic activity requires partnership, collaboration, and open communication. This must take place across the aisle and include both opponents and proponents of any project. Instead of demolishing a bridge, the parties to the Golden Gate Project were able to build one. And I like to imagine that they did so by adopting and implementing actionable solutions which address the concerns of the project so that job creation and the preservation of livelihoods, prosperity, and services could still move forward in a sustainable way. For more information about the Golden Gate Bridge, please visit goldengate.org. And to learn more about why communities invest in economic development, visit the County of Humboldt's Office of Economic Development GoHumco team at gohumco.com.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.